Okay, today's daf is Shabbos Yerushalmi, daf Kuf Zayin, as we continue here in the 19th parak. Those of you who are just wondering that how could there be only like five blot left and we have like five prakim left in Masechah Shabbos, there's no Gemara on the last couple of prakim. It's just Mishnayos. When we get up to the 21st parak, we will see it's just Mishnayos, and we'll talk about that. Talk about that then. Okay, we are on Kuf Vav Amabez, talking about Inyane Mila Tani. We spoke about the last time the idea of Mila and Priya being parts of the maybe I'll just read that Tosfos in Yevamos that I allude to in the last year, but Mila and Priya being two parts of the Mila. Today we do it together. We don't make a separate bracha on the Priya. There is a Chasam Sofer which talks about if one did the Mila and not the Priya, and you have to go back to do the Priya, would one make a new bracha on the Priya? And if one would make a bracha on the Priya, what bracha would it be? Because after all, you know, is that part of the Mila? Would you say a la Priya? Would you say a la Mila? Right, once you commanded it. So that is not 100% clear, but that's an important issue relating to Mila and Priya. How much is Priya part? And then, of course, you have Mitzitza, which is based on, as we'll get to in a second, idea of Sakana, which we don't fully understand the Sakana today, but we still do Mitzitza. Mitzitza lefachot, at least Bekli. There are those that are makbid Bepep. But again, a big topic. So Gemara Yevamos in the Bavli says in the name of Rav, Lo nitna priyas mila l'Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu didn't have the mitzvah priya because it's based on a diak in Yoshua that Yoshua got priya. But Avram Avinu didn't have priya. That's the Gemara. Mikal Makom says the Tosfos was there. Avram para mila son. Right? Even though he wasn't commanded to do priya, but he did priya. Kidda Amar, like the Gemara says, Afilu Erev Tavshilin Kayim. Right, the Gemara says in Yuma Chavches, he did even Erev Tavshilin, every Mitzvah Darabanan. So surely he did every Mitzvah Daraisa before was commanded, Milan Priya. And then Tosfos says, Yim Tomar, Lo Nitna Priya Ad Yoshua Hecham Gamrinan Mine, Haksiv, Elo HaMitzvos, Shein Navi Rashar Lachadish Dover Me'ata. Right, a Navi can't make a new Mitzvah. Right, they could tell us about what was, but they can't make a new one. V'yesh Lomar, Dalach HaMosh Misinaihu. That's Tosfos Ashita, that Priya is Achmash Sinai. So I saw some say, maybe, who's talking here? This is Rav. Rav says, Avram Avinu wasn't given Priya, and Tosfos says, the Priya was Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Maybe that's Rav L'Shitaso, because Rav in our Gemara, in the Yerushalmi, Darshins Himo Yimo, not to teach me Priya, right? Rav is the second Shita. Rav holds what we did at the end of the shiur last time. Himo yimo mikan lenolak shumol shesor chadim eno dambris. According to Rav, there's no limud for priya. What's the limud for priya? Halach Moshe Misinai. So that's the lishitaso putting Rav Yevamos ayin alef mabeis in the Bavli and Rav kuvav mabeis in the Yerushalmi and Shabbos putting those together. That's lishitaso. There's one other interesting aura. If you look at the Maritz Chayis there in Yevamos on daf ayin alef mabeis, right? He brings up the issue that many achrodim, and there are many, I saw six or seven answers at least, given why Avram Avinu, we know, was Mekayim Kol Torah Kula Ashlo Nitna. Before it was given, Avram Avinu volunteered all the Torah. So why didn't he volunteer Bris Milah? Why did he wait till he was commanded to do Bris Milah? He volunteered every other mitzvah, so why wouldn't he volunteer Bris Milah? So many beautiful answers given. Maybe there's no mitzvah mila until you have a shem arel, and there's no shem arel without a tzivoy. Maybe bris, by definition, the Sri De'esh says, a bris, a covenant, is two parties. You can't volunteer it, right? Inherently, it's a bris. A covenant requires two sides. So you can't. But one of the popular answers is that, well, all the other mitzvahs, you could do more than once. Gadol ha-mitzuva v'yosef v'mishen mitzuva v'yosef. So if I do it now when I'm in a mitzvah, I'll do it again when I'm mitzvah. So it's Gadol ha-mitzuva v'yosef. But mila you can only do once. If you only do it once, I'd rather wait till I'm a mitzvah, because Gadol ha-mitzuva v'yosef. And that's why Avram Avinu waited to do the bris. So says the Maritz Chayis, based on that, if you say that answer, Im Kain, maybe Priya he waited. Maybe Priya he waited. He says, V'im yen etztava yasosam opam, avo mila, jen afsharaslam, mo beis pam, himtin. Im kain, bepriya yuchal lios te himtin, achetziva lo Hashem, bepnei she'en afsharasl shtei priyas. Right, so it could be that he also waited to do priya. Waited to do priya, avo kavanas a tosfos, and he continues, but he brings up that issue on this tosfos in Yivam Messiah Alpha base. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. Tani, Yisrael, Malas, Akusi, Vakusi, and Malas, Yisrael. Remember the Kusim, they were semi-Jewish, maybe they were Jewish, maybe not. Ultimately, they were not. They were the Kusim, the nation that was put into Eretz Yisrael after the 10 tribes were exiled, and they were Geri Arayis, as they were called. Lions came, and they attributed the lions to their lack of Avodas Hashem, and therefore they converted in quotes. And the question is, was that a real conversion, Geri Emes or not? But so they're not fully Jewish, so Yisrael could give Mila to a Kusi, but a Kusi, who is obviously Mahol, if he's not Mahol, nothing to talk about. But if a Kusi cannot give Mila to a Yisrael, Mibnei, Shem Miskavin, L'Shem Hargrizim, Divir Reb Yudin, because Reb Yehuda says, they don't have Kavana. They have Kavana, L'Shem, their Avodah Zara. L'Shem Hargrizim, the idol that used to be on Hargrizim that they used to worship, and therefore Reb Yehuda says, there's an element of L'Shma when it comes to Mila. There's no source for that given here in the Yerushalmi. In the Bavli, in Avodah Zarah, Daf Chav Zayin, there's a source given. How do you know what you need Lishma? We know Lishma by Afias Matzah. We know Lishma by Tliyas Tzitzis. We know Lishma by writing a get. But Lishma by Mila? So, Reb Yehuda says yes. Amar Reb Yossi, no. V'chihechen matzinu, shemila tzricha kavana. Yehemal, who says, do the Mila. As long as it's an act done, right? It's not like somebody just drops a knife and it somehow cuts, right? There's no koach gavra, but let him do it. Hech matzidu shemila tzvicha kavana yemol v'holech l'shem hargrizim ashtetzi nafsho. No, let him do bris mila until he dies, right? So Rabbi Yossi was kind of like giving them a curse in this halacha, but he was saying that there's no specific need for lishma, and therefore there wouldn't be a problem for akusi l'chora, akusi mahul, giving mila to a Jew. Next, hamashuch lo yamul. Mashuch, if somebody had bris mila, but somehow the skin stretched back out, and now he looks like he does not have bris mila. Mashuch, either maybe just because of his, you know, biology, maybe physiology, or because if he did it on purpose, whatever it is, lo yamul. So he should not get mila again. Shelo yavol yedei sakana divrei Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda thinks that it's dangerous to do mila a second time. Maybe he'll make him into a krishavcha, as we'll see, somebody with a mutilated genitalia, and therefore Reb Yehuda says, don't do it. He's still called a mahol. Don't worry, he's still called a mahol. Don't do it because it's dangerous. Amar Reb Yossi. Reb Yossi says, harbe Rambam shoftim. Right. Amar Reb Yossi, harbe meshuchim hayu bimei ben Kuziba. What do you mean? There were many, many Meshuchin during the days of Ben Kuziba. Who's that? Bar Kochva. Bar Kochva. Why? As the Mefarshim, the Karban Eda here, quotes from Rashi in Yevamos, that the Romans made us cover up our bris mila. They forced. They couldn't stand it that the Jew had a physical sign connecting him to God. So they were Moshech the Mila, V'kulen Mal V'chayu V'olidabon V'banos. And after they were able to undo the Mashiach, they already had another Mila, so to speak, and they lived, and they had many children. And therefore, Rabbi Yossi says, I don't think it is so dangerous. Fine. That's the Bar Kuziba. We know that Bar Kuziba was his real name. Rabbi Akiva named him Bar Kochva. Bar Kochva, for the star, based on the pasuk in Balak, Dar Kochav Mi Yaakov, a star went out from Yaakov, and Rabbi Akiva thought that he was even Mashiach. And the Rambam discusses this, obviously, if you remember, in the end of Mishnah Torah, in Malachim, in Perek Yud Aleph, that's where the Rambam discusses. This was the edited out version. If you look in the old Rambams, it's not there. But if you look in the Frankel Rambam, so he went back to the text and put in the parts that were censored out. So he quotes, he says, Al Yalal Daitacha Shemelach HaMashiach Tzorach Lasos Osos Mofsim. Don't think that Melech HaMashiach has to do miracles. Umechadish dvarim ba'olam. Umechaye mesim. V'chayosim b'dvarim elu sha'tip shim omrim. That the fools say. Ein adavar kein. Sher Rabbi Akiva chacham gadol michachmei mishnah hayar. Rabbi Akiva was a great chacham. V'hu haya nosei kelov shel ben kuziba hamelech. Ramam's lashon. And he was the bearer of the kelim, the arms bearer of ben kuziba. V'hu haya omar alav shu hamelech HaMashiach. V'dima hu v'chol chachmi doro shuhu ha-melech ha-mashiach ad she-nerag bavonos. Until he was killed. Kivet she-nerag noda she-nu mashiach. Right, you knew. V'lo shalom imenu chachamim lo os v'lo mofes. V'ikir advarim. And he continues and says as long as he's a Talmud Chacham and as long as he was, like, the Rambam says this in about a Navi. A Mashiach has to be a Navi. But you don't need the signs. To prove that somebody's a Navi, that's what Rambam discusses in Ilchos Yisod HaTorah, That's different category, but here he talks about Mashiach. He does not have to do Osus Mofsim, but if he's dead, then he can't be Mashiach. But again, the Rabbi Kiva thought he was. We continue. The Pnei Moshe here quotes from the Tosefta. There's a couple of words missing at the end of this daf. And he says, V'omer, see the bottom line, V'omer es brisi hefar l'rabos ha-mashuach. My bris, hefar, he has violated. That's to include Mashuach, right? This is the continuation of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, no, Mashuach is not mahul, and therefore you have to do meal again, and it's not dangerous. So that's a continuation of his words. Okay, we continue. So the word Mashuach on top, Ne'af Kuv Zayin, is really the end of that line. Next. Vahanolad mahul, if a baby boy is born with a mila circumcised, v'gesh is garak shumahul, or a ger that converts, and most gerim today, most goyim today are circumcised, tzorchad min odam bris. So we paskin that they have to have hatavas dam bris, they have to have some blood. There is a machlokes rishonim. Does that mean dafka blood? Do you have to cut something? Do you have to make an incision? Or just cause, you have to cut something off? Or just, causes blood to come out. Again, that might relate to what is Hatavas Dam Bris, as we said in the last year. Is it a form of Mila? Or is it not a form of Mila? It's a substitute. It's a simen of the Bris. But it's not a Mila. Right? Rashi's Lashon there in Shabbos that we quoted yesterday, that we quoted outside. But Rashi's Lashon in the bottom of Kuf Lamid Dalet, the last line, Rashi says, V'lo nafik mina dama da Hatavas Dam Bris mitzvah. Kiddach Siv, Pasuk in Zechariah. Gamas b'dam brisecha. Vod, as he talks about blood coming out, is part of the covenant. Okay, so Nolan Mal and Gershon is Geyer needs Tavat Ambris. Tani, Amr, Shimon Elazar. Shimon Elazar says, Lo nechleku beishamai ubeisil al Nolan Mal, shitzor chadimeno dambris, shu'ar lakvusha. Beishamai is Hillel, don't argue on a Nolan Mahol, they have to be made dambris. Because Arla Kvusha, because maybe there is a foreskin that is, we'll see, maybe, or there is, there's a machlokas about that, but there's a foreskin that is, pushed down that you have to take off. Amanechleku, the machlokas, between Bisham and Hillel, according to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, according to this version, is Al Gershon is Geyer. Everybody agrees no lad mahol needs hatavas dam bris. What about a ger shen is gayer mahol? And he already had circumcision as a guy. So that's a version of the machlokas b'sham b'silal from Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Not quoted here is a version of the machlokas from Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda his rebbe. Rabbi Yehuda his rebbe says that there is a different version of the machlokas b'shamai and Beis Hillel, and the Gemara though says Rabbi Yisrael Bar Nachman b'shem Rabbi Yoshi halacha k'dibur Talmud. The halacha is like the Talmud, meaning like this version. This version of Shimon Elazar, because Shimon Elazar is a Talmud, meaning because we hold that Nolan Mahol, everybody agrees, requires Hatavas Dambris. Good. There is an interesting machlokas about the bracha in all these cases. So if you look in the Shulchan Aruch in Reish Samach Gimel, in Reish Samach Gimel Dalid, the Shulchan Aruch says, Nolad Kshu Mahol, Tzarech Lahati Menu Dambris. Right? No, but somebody is born mahul, you have to be met there. Mihu benachas. Be very careful. Vitzricha milsa lemivdaka yafe yafe. Check it with a doctor very carefully. Be a daim, ubemaris einayim. Below the parzal, lo la aikle, veroam, venisharm, echmalanoso, umamtinan lo harbe, vechoshim liamashmini, sholi vieuli de sakana. Be very, very careful how you do it. So he just says, be mate of dambris. He does not say anything about the bracha. Is this a mila? So he doesn't say anything. So Pashas, you would think, yes, bracha, because otherwise he would say, not. Says the Shach, ve'eim mevarchan ala mila, ela imkei niris lo arla kvusha. No bracha unless you see a foreskin there. It's really mamish mal. If it's missing, then there is no bracha. That's what the Shach says, the Pashas of Nolan Mal. If you look in the Ramban and the Rashba and others, they say they're machalic between Nolan Mahol doesn't get a bracha, but a ger does get a bracha. Nolan Mal, maybe there's no Arla there, so you can't make a bracha, but at least a goy had one there. The Meiri there in Shabbos, Kuf Lamed Hey, quotes all the different shitas about the chilukim and various different svaras, interesting discussions. Okay, but we'll continue now. Asa uvda Kumi Rav. There was a case that came in front of Rav. What kind of case? The Carbonator says it was a baby that was born Mahol. And the question is, could you do bris mila on Shabbos? So if you're saying that, oh, be made of dam bris, is that just lachumra? That maybe there's an arla here. I'm not sure. So we'll do something. Or is it vadai? We assume vadai there's an arla there. You have to take it off. So how do you look at that? Davas dam bris of an olan mahol. And the nafkamina is Shabbos. You can only do it if it's a din vadai. So umar min detanina. And he said, based on what we said earlier, bebedeshi arla kfusha. What was the language that we had before? Because it is, right? We had it on five lines up. It is an arla kfusha. Hada amra. Arla borahu. It's definitely a foreskin. Bedochan alav as a Shabbos. So Rav Paskin, you do it even on Shabbos. Rabbi Avo Amar ain't dochan alav as a Shabbos. Rabbi Avo says, don't do it on Shabbos. So Rav Hadi ben Adam Bris. You have to be matav dam bris, but not on Shabbos. It's not a din vadai. It's a din safik. Okay. Rav Ada bar Ava. Unusual story here. Tzarachian. Rav Ada bar Ava isli lechad bar Cain. Rav Ada bar Ava had a son born like this, meaning it must be he had a Nolan Moho. If you look in, there's a detail here that's not mentioned, that's mentioned in the Bavli. If you look in the Bavli, Kuflamed Hey, the Bavli says, he went around asking people to do the Mila for his son. He asked 12 Moalim to do the Mila. Where's the Lushan? Kishu Ahadre at 13. Ahadre at Tlesar Mohuloi. And he couldn't find anybody, so he did it himself, and he injured his son. Mimase Be Vemis, according to the first version, his son died. Rabbi Avin Omar, Nasibsu Adaka. Right? No, he was just injured. He became something mutilated. Vinis Ana Alav, and he fasted for him. Umes, and he died. What did he fast for? So if you look in the Carbon Aid and some of the other earlier Mefarshim, it's very, very difficult to understand. Right? Suadaka. So okay, he has limited people who he can marry. But. Look at the next version for a second. Not a psuadaka, but mace, continue the Gemara, Rabbanan Tekisaran Marin, Krishavcha Nasa. Not a psuadaka, but Krishavcha, different types of mutilations. Vinisan of a mace. So if you look in the Karban Aida, he says he davened that he should die. Nisana, where's the Elushin? Kedesha Yamus, Kibon Shapasu Lavo Bakohol. He davened he should die because Pasu Lavo Bakohol, he's not going to have a full life, and he kind of like took blame. Hashem, you do what's right, but very difficult. If you look at some of the Mefarshim in the back, some of the Echron, no, he davened that he should get better. And he didn't. So it's very sad. But he davened that he should get better. That was what some of the Mefarshim in the Radal, Chlushi Radal in the back say, no, he davened for a fua, and he died in that case. The assumption is, right, there's a Shaila here. Let's stop there for a second. Shaila here about doing bris mila on Shabbos. Right, the rule is, the Trumas HaDeshen already says, and this is quoted, Lahalacha, that if somebody's not an expert moel, they're not allowed to do the meal on Shabbos. Mila b'Shabbos, you do if it's day eight, but only if it's an expert moel. If somebody, let's say there's a father who wants to do the mila for his son, and he's not a moel, but he practices, and he's good with his hands, he wants to do the mila, the moel's gonna set everything up, and he's just gonna do the test, the cut, that's okay, as long as it's not Shabbos. On Shabbos, for Choshes, maybe he might cut a drop more than he has to, and therefore it's chavala shlo litzarech, and therefore one does not do it. So the Trumas HaDeshen in Reis Samachay, which this is based on, says, was he an expert here? See, the Lachori must have been that he was an expert, he just didn't want to do it himself. But he ended up, okay, Ein Breira. Nobody else wanted to do it because they didn't pask. They paskin maybe Nolan Mahul is only a chumra, not a din. If you can't do it on Shabbos, so you couldn't find anybody else, so you had to do it. And that's what so he talks about this story in that Shuva, again, Shuva's Deshens have been Reis Samachay, but that is, again, the Shulchan Aruch also talks about it in Hilchas Shabbos and in Hilchas Mila. If you look in the end of Shin Lamed Aleph, Adam, Shin Lamed Aleph in Arachayim, Adam Shalomol Me'olam Lo Yamu B'Shabbos. Right? What's that based on? Baragola, Trumas HaDeshen. Right? If you've never done bris mila before, you can't do it on Shabbos. Avol mol kvar pam achas, mutar lomo b'Shabbos, afilu imhu avi aben. Right? Even if you did it once, that's a shiloh. What about once? How could it be once? Right? There's no chazaka when it comes to once. This isn't about chazaka. This is just a chashash mekalkel. Okay. Either way, this is an important discussion. Last line before the Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan bar Marya Ba'ib. This is getting now back into what the Mishnah said. The Mishnah had said that one of the lotions that we give to the child is a mixture of wine and oil. So you're not supposed to mix it though on Shabbos. Right? That's what it makes it. So if you didn't mix it before Shabbos, you just put them on separately. So ask the Gemara. Boy, nisarvu milamatan, malachzer v'laros leim milamalan. What if they're already mixed a little bit before? Right? Some say this means you mix some of it before Shabbos. Could you add in? Or some say it was mixed, but now some of it's settled at the bottom. Could you like shake it up again? So that's the question. No answer given in the Gemara. Period. In the days of old, the science of the times was you had to wash the child in warm water before the mila and after the mila. So you do that on Shabbos. There's no issue of refua. There's no issue of rechitza because it's mutter. It's dangerous. And you sprinkle the hot water. The Gemara in the Bavli says this is an explanation of the first line. It doesn't mean you give him a bath. It means sprinkling him with water is good enough. But now with a kli, it doesn't have to be done. You should try to do some type of hecker difference. Rabbi Lozman Azariah says, on day three from the Mila, whatever day you do the Mila is day one, on the third day, you wash the baby. Because by Shechem, you saw day three of the Mila, it was painful for them, and therefore, that is sakana. There is a machlokas. Does this mean even on day three? Or there's something special about day three. If you look in the Rif and the Rambam, they say there's something special about day three. Meaning, you ought to do things on day one, that's for sure, that's sakana. And then you can do things on day three. Nafkamina is day two. Day two. Could you do this on day two? So according to the Rambam and the Rif, no. Right? Day two is not so dangerous. Day one and day three. Right? That's the Rambam in Hilchos Mila. Hilchos Mila, the Rambam says, Marchizin osa b'shabes b'yom ha-mila, b'in lefnei ha-mila, b'in lachar ha-mila, o b'shlishi shal mila. And he continues. If you look in the others, the Chacham Isara, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, no, it means even day three. Even day three, but of course, one and two are even more dangerous. Good. Safek of finishing the Mishnah, or even one hour before that. Obviously today, it's not an automatic warming up hot water for a child, right? Because that's not considered dangerous today. If the doctor says it is dangerous and he needs to wash it, then yes, but if not, not. The Shulchan Aruch says that. The Shulchan Aruch says, Shin Laman Aleph Tes, Bizman Chachmei HaGemara, Im Lo Hayu Rochsen Es Avla Lefnei HaMila Achar HaMila V'yam Shlish Ad HaMila B'mayim Chamim Hayu Mesukan, L'fichach Nizkaku Lichtov Mishpato Kishchol Yis B'Shabbos. That's why we had to write it in the Mishnah. V'ha Idna Lo Naga Brachitza Klal. Says the Shulchan Aruch, nowadays we don't do any washing of the baby. We don't do any washing of the baby. Mishnah Brura, two words, Nishtanu Hatzvayim. Right? Natures have changed, and that's not dangerous anymore. Good. We continue. Savig van Drogen, as a Mechalon of Shabbos, a suffix, let's say you're not sure what day the baby was born. Friday or Shabbos. You're not sure when the meal is, so you can't do it on Shabbos. Van Drogenis, right? Androgynous, born with male and female organs, a Mechalon of Shabbos. You cannot be Mechal Shabbos because you don't know if it's Vaday. Only a Vaday mitzvah. Is doche. And androgynous, you don't know what it is. Rabbi Yehuda Matir Androgynous. Rabbi Yehuda says you can do it with androgynous. Pashas, Rabbi Yehuda considers an androgynous a male. And therefore, you could do his bris mila on Shabbos. Good. The next, 15 lines till the bottom of the Amud, we had, very recently, right? We had it, about a few weeks ago, this Salashan, about a month ago. Where's it say? Ayin Gimel. Anantani Namachizun as a katan. Right? We learned already that you could give the katan. Our girsa of the Mishnah is Machizun as a katan. Tani, the base Rebbe, Rebbe's girsa was Machizun as a mila. Right? Just not the whole katan, not the whole body, but just the makam amila. Rebbe Avo, Bishem Rebbe Yochan Allah, Mishu, Omer, Machizun as a katan. I think the first girsa, our girsa is right. You wash the whole body. Omer, Biosia, Karcha, Chatan, Omer, Machizun as a katan. You have to say that girsa is right. Tani Shmuel, why? Because the following. We learned in a different brisa, Eimonin Loshemim Lochamin Mi'agabi Amaka B'Shabbos. If you have a wound on Shabbos, you're allowed to put on oil and warm, compress. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Kol Shah, Havi Rabbi Zi'i Rabbi Omer Li, my Rabbi always used to tell me, Tani Masnisach, right, this is how you should learn the Mishnah, Velo Ode, the following. Learn the following, brisa. Velo Ode, Elishim is often Mayim Al-Gabiyah Maka B'Shabbos. You're allowed to sprinkle water on any wound. So the Gemara says, Im Amar Acha Machizin as a Mila, if you say that you're only allowed to do in our Mishnah is, rinse and sprinkle on the wound, then there's no difference than this baby and anybody else. Ma'bin Makazo Shokotan, Makazo Shokotan. And obviously our Mishnah is telling us a Chiddush about the baby. So it must be that the baby is not only, you're not only allowed to, wash and sprinkle on the spot, but the entire baby. Rabbi Avo, b'shem Rabbi Elazar, alach Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, alach Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, third day. Rabbi Bun, b'shem Rabbi Avo, time Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, v'yibi amashlishi b'yosom ko'avim. Remember we had this? Ko'avim is plural. B'hiyoso ko'ev in ksivkan. Doesn't ko'ev one limb, ela b'yosom ko'avim. All the limbs. Malamich ko'ev areim ko'avim aleim. All the limbs on day three are hurting because of the third day of the milah. Period. Rabbi Yacha bar Acha. Again, we spoke all about this then. Rabbi Yacha bar Acha, Amar Blazer, Rabbi Yochanan, Mefakdin lechayasa. They gave instructions to their midwives. Kol shekuyin da avdin lechola b'shabsa avdin afilu b'yom shlishi shechalias b'shabes. Anything you do during the week, do on Shabbos. Ushmuel Amar, Rabbi Yasakana. Shmuel says it's not an automatic blanket heter. Only if it's dangerous. Mechaban lochamin. Then you can warm up the water. Rabbi Yosi bar Bun b'shem Rabbanan to Taman. Rabbi Yosi bar Bun said in the name of the rabbis of Bavel, Mechaban locham b'Shabbos. Yeah, that's the girsa. Yeah, you can warm up hot water on Shabbos because it's considered dangerous. If not, v'tani kein. And we also learned in a brisa, Mechamin hu adam aluntis. A person could warm up a towel, but also gabim yam b'Shabbos. A person could put a hot compress on their stomachs on Shabbos. That's not nikar. That it is for refuah. Sometimes people who are even healthy just want to warm up and feel good on their stomachs. So that's okay to use, even if it's not a danger. Lo yita ladam areva malei amayim v'yitnan al gabi mayim b'Shabbos. But you shouldn't take a whole bowl, trough of hot water and put it on one's me'ayim on Shabbos. Because what's the issue? So the Karban Eda has 3 days here, but the third day is refuah. It's clearly mishum refuah. And therefore it is usher. Oh, by the way, I forgot. I wanted to mention at the beginning of the shiur, when I wanted to emphasize in the last shiur about rain, the rains, I dafka messed it up, right? I said R-E, right? I'm not even going to do it again, but I said the wrong one. I was focusing on it beforehand and I said the wrong one. I added a G, but anyway, so if anybody is listening and says, oh, he misspelled. Yes, I recognize I was trying to do even lefnim mishuras hadin, and even do the din. Okay. We continue. Says Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Amar les kan el mutter. Yeshua ben Levi says, no, I think that's mutter. I think it's to put the areva on. I don't think that's a din of refuah, and therefore it is allowed. Again, there's a lot more relating to refuah. We spoke a lot about that in the past shiurim of refuah b'Shabbos. Safik v'androgynous, the Mishnah said, a mechalon loves a Shabbos, Rabbi Yehuda matir b'androgynous. So androgynous is an amazing issue by any type of safik, androgynous, let's say. So we do, if it's not Shabbos, you do the milah. Any type of suffix, whenever you have a suffix about any mitzvah, you do the mitzvah. Suffix darayis al-chumra. What about the bracha? So almost always, this is a huge discussion in the Rishonim, the Rambam and the Meiri there in Shabbos. So usually, you could split it according to most Rishonim. If you have a suffix darayis about a mitzvah, you could split the mitzvah from the bracha. Even though it's a bracha on a mitzvah daraisa, you could say the mitzvah daraisa, you do the mitzvah, but the bracha is drabanan. And therefore, you don't make the bracha. Some Rishonim say, no, if the mitzvah is daraisa, add root, so the bracha goes along with it. So this is a big discussion. The Rambam, Rav Salvation, points out that the Rambam seems to be machalik between all mitzvahs, all brachas. The Rambam says, by androgynous, the Rambam paskins, you do the milah, but no bracha. Suffix and tzitzis, do the milah, no bracha. Suffix whenever you have a suffix, shchita, right? Do the milah, do the mitzvah, no bracha, except by kriyashma. The Rambam says, if you're not sure if you say kriyashma or not, you have to repeat kriyashma with its brachas. With its brachas. Right, there seems to be something different about the relationship between the Birchas HaMitzvah and the Mitzvah and Birchas Kriyashma. And Kriyashma, it's more of one unit. And therefore, when you do the Mitzvah, you have to repeat it with its brachas. Again, androgynous is a big topic. But Rabbi Yehuda's matir b'androgynous to do a meal on Shabbos. Why? Because he seems to say that androgynous is called a male. So Taman Taninan, how does this fit into the first mission, Chagiga? HaKol Chayvim B'Riyeh Chutz Micher Chod V'Katan Tumtim Androgynous. The Mishnah says the Mitzvah of Alila Regel with the accompanying Karbanos is a Mitzvah for males. Not for chereshota katan tumtum androgynous. So ma'amar bar Yehuda, what would Rabbi Yehuda say about that? In our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says he's lezachar, right? You do the meal on Shabbos. And there he says he does not do yantif, so nishminim and adam. So learn it from the following. Rabbi Yehuda added on another one to the Mishnah. A blind man is also putter. Veles bar nash, omar af, ela michlal, dumodi al kadmaisa. You're not going to say also unless you agree to everything that was said beforehand. And now you're just saying, and also this. So clearly Rabbi Yehuda agrees. So Rabbi Yehuda excludes androgynous from a lila regel. So the Gemara says, so how does that work? Michla vashitas Rabbi Yehuda. Taman hu amer prat. Over there by Chagiga, he says exclusion, right? He's motzi. He says these are limited, specific to exclude. He's the, Androgon, is not called a Zachar for Alila Regel. The Kohu Amar Rabos, and here he includes him. Here he says you could do the Mila of an Androgynous on Shabbos, which means he's a Zachar. Rabbi Yehuda, V'Rabbanan, Mikra Echa Darshu. It must be they darshan from the same pasuk. This is what it's, this is the halacha. So we skip the next four words. Rabbanan darshin, orel. It says the word orel zachar. So we're going to darshan those two words differently. Rabbanan darshi, the Rabbanan who say that you cannot do milos androgynous on Shabbos. Rabbanan darshi, orel, matam alomer zachar. It says orel. What do you have to say zachar for? You know, every meal is a male. What do you say zachar? Achi kulo zachar. It's only if it's all Zachar. The Chiyuv Kares is only if it's, you're a full Zachar. Androgynous is not Kulo Zachar. Therefore, you can't do the meal on Shabbos. For Rabbi Yehuda Darish, the other way, Zachar. Mata Malomar Arel. You say Zachar. What do you mean, an Arel? Afilu Mixasa Arel. Even a little bit Arel, is considered an Arel, and therefore you could do that on Shabbos. That's how Rabbi Yehuda Darshins. So that's the drushes within Mila. Bram Hacha, but by Alila Regel, Kol Zachurcha. Prat Landrogonus. It says any male excludes. So it's based on psukim, basically based on psukim, and therefore there's a difference. Let's just read the Mishnah, and then I'll take us into next year. The Mishnah tells us, the Mishnah is going to teach us that there's a concept called Tav Bedvar Mitzvah. Usually when I do an Avera, that if I did it on purpose, I'm Chayav Kares, Malkus. If I did it on by accident, I'm Chayav Achatas. But if I was involved in a mitzvah, sometimes I'm going to be Pater from the Karban. So what does that mean? So the Mishnah gives two cases, and we'll just mention it, and we'll continue next time. Misha hayolosh neitinokos echalamul erev Shabbos vechalamul b'Shabbos. There's two babies. One to give Mila, a Friday baby and a Shabbos baby. Shacha chamala shel erev Shabbos b'Shabbos. And somehow they got mixed up, and I did the Friday baby on Shabbos. So it's one day late. One day late. So it's still a Mila, but it's one day late. Chayiv, then you are, that's not called Tav Bedvar Mitzvah. Wow. That's not called Tav Bedvar Mitzvah. We'll see why. Echalamul Acher Shabbos, Achalamo b'Shabbos. But if I have a Shabbos baby and a Sunday baby, v'shachach asmol shel Acher Shabbos b'Shabbos, I did the Sunday baby on Shabbos. It's too early. So Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar, Machayev Chatas. Rabbi Elazar says you're Chayev Chatas, right? You messed up, right? You messed up, and there you're Chayev. Rabbi Yeshua Poter. Yeshua says Poter because you were Tov B'Dvar Mitzvah. We'll have to talk about. So why aren't you Tov B'Dvar Mitzvah in the first case, right? We'll have to ask that, but the Shemim will have to deal with this. Okay, this is Yerushalmi Kuf Zayin.